Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Welcome to another Daf HaShavua Chabura. I'm one of the classical sugyas in Perek HaKesef. Perek HaKesef, as I mentioned last week, is a perfect mizug, a conglomeration of the Lamdish and Nashim parts of Masechet Ksubas, in the sense that we're talking about the Schaivison of Ksuba. But in addition, it is a Chesh Mishpat Perek because it talks about the various competing rights that parties have here. And these rights are decided, of course, with Tainus and counter Tainus. I'll be the Klalim of be the Klalim of how you are Goyva in various situations. So here, today we're going to talk about the Shita of Rav Tarfon on the complicated question of how a Balchoyev is going from Metalto of the Asim. So let's set up the parties here. We have the Reuven Shemes. We have Eshes Reuven. We'll call her Leah for no reason. And we have the Soimim. The Yesaimim have two types of Yerusha. One is Karka and one is Metalta Liasma. The Isha has a lien on the assets through her Ksuba. And the Yarshim have Koyach Yerusha, obviously. And then the last party are the Lekuchais. Sorry, two last parties. Lekuchais, people that fields are sold to, and Balei Chayiv, people that the estate Reuven owed money to. Those are the four or five possible parties. So the Mishnah brings a machlekes in the following case: Misha meis v'nich ishu bal chay v'yershin. V'ayolay b'kadner mil v'be'ad acherim. And the bottom line here is we have various groups fighting over the same pot of money, because we have Yisaimim and two bal chayvays. Who are the two bal chayvays? One is his wife; she's a bal chayv, because she's coming with a shtar called a ksuba to be goyva her asset. And there's also a creditor, a malva. Now, to make life complicated, the estate had metavlin and piles of subin or whatever, doesn't matter. But it wasn't under their control. It was under control of a shamer. The shamer being Shimon. So who do the assets, how are these assets allocated? Rabbi Akiva says, Hayarshim Zeichin. But Rabbi Tarfon says, no. You give it to, the third word, Koshel means the weakest. Koshel Shabahem. So Rabbi Akiva says, what is his weakest? It's no rachmanis in dinei Torah. El yitnu yarshin shekulan tzrichin shvua ve'ein hayarshin tzrichin shvua. Not kan lashon haGemara shenegei el nyaneinu. So the machlekes rishonim and achrayinu had a little this will be Rashi learned she just read a time that even though normally mithalta the liyasme loy mishtabel lebalchayiv, balchayiv has no call on the mithalta and yisaimim. His only call is on the real estate, on the karkois. Rashi. Shani Hacha, it's different here. The lav, continue yellowing, the lav reshusayu manche. It's not in the reshusayu same. So Amelis, feel Rav Tarfon, the Mitzim Yad Haleva, Amy Yad Misha Bakod Nesla, Benaisla Balchay, Luxuba. Akan Sugisagamara. And Lefishit Rashi. So there are two major mahalchim here in Rishonim Achronim on how to explain this machlekes. Rabbeinu Apnei Yeshua says that Bemis every Yasim is Rechuyev to Mipareah, the Chayiv of his father, Mitam Loch of Kibudav. The problem is that we'll leave the asset with nothing. So Chazal metaking Then we're not mitzi from the yasim to the pay the chayvus of the father, and therefore, in a case where the yisayim don't actually have the assets underneath their rishus, as in the case of the Mishnah where the asset was mufkad biyad shomer, and therefore it's not being mitzi midei hayasayim because it's already not there. No, that's kind of an oxymoron, but it wasn't there. In such a case, you muchoyev to pay. Let me send the Pnei Yeshua inside. Dere amaskil biur. Bier, you went way too far. Okay, scroll slowly to the third page. Where is it? Maybe it's it. Oh, God. I'm sorry, we missed it. It must be before the Ritva. There was it. No, Adam Elohim. No, Adam Elohim. Next page.
That's all I have.
Okay, there you go. That's the Pnei Yeshua. No, that's the Ritva. I'm sorry. So where's the Pnei Yeshua?
Is it beyond?
1 minute's not here. Okay, let's read it, Royce. So the Pnei Yeshua explains that really, as we said, there's a chiyuv to pay off Misham Kvayt Yibud Av'eim. Chazal made it to Kohen that you don't have to do that because otherwise they'd be destitute. But it depends here, as Rashi says, since they're not, it's not their rishus, since the mafkid, the shomer is holding them, the apotropos is holding them, the bank is holding them. In current terms, that's not considered to be mitzi miyad hayisayim. However, this pshat is not universally agreed to. Other mefarshim have a different pshat, and it really is. We're talking about a case where the metalton did not come to Rosh Hashanah because the shomer is holding them. So it's a mishtabah the metalton for the chayiv, and therefore explains the ritva that it's considered as if the baal chayiv were typhus to metalton before it came to the Rosh Hashanah. It's as if they went over to the bank, and before the bank was able to return to the Yisayim, they grabbed it. They grabbed the Brinks truck. And as we know, typhus baal chayiv is under certain circumstances is kinda. The Reb Tarfon holds this is one of those circumstances. Zakrab kiveger, as long as the metatlid had not come to Rosh Yishayim, it's considered that still Rosh Av, and it's as if the gviya is from the father himself, the baal chayiv being gviya from the father himself, nothing to do with the Yishayim. As I state in Kuvager, let's see in Ritva's side first. Mishamais, Pirish, as if there was a valid Tfisa. Rav Tarfon Tfisa, Mahani Kosh. This is the Ritva's chat, and of course, the Ritva being in from Rabbi Seinu, that Acharya should control the Sugya. But the Acharya, as I said, take it one step further, and Rabbi Kibbeh explains that it's considered to be that a Dayan B'Shusav. Let's see this Rabbi Kibbeh inside if we can find it. Not sure we don't have all these Acharya here. You have to. When you're scrolling, you have to stop at the top for at the top for a second. Okay, Edward Vega. Scroll. There you go. No, you went too fast. No, you got to go slower. When you're on the Vega page, go back. Back. Stop. Stop.
This is
Bottom
Rick
right.
Vega. There's two like two headers.
Bottom right.
Okay.
Bottom right.
Okay.
Okay. Now, one of the things that one has to do. And Harbat's Torah is familiar so rides itself with the common prints of this svarim, so we should know what we're dealing with. This is the well-known Heliga words of Kuvager that were printed in this type of script. The Rashi is all perished time perking above the selling for Elabashua. Kashli, how's that goof on it done? Give him a chair like Zachary Yershin. Since it's not it's in the third party's hands. It's in the administrator's hands. We'll have a good government. She the not the they don't have it yet. Although government today, it's like they're taking it away from the father. Beautiful pshat. So Kyrgyz says, so why is Rashi keying it all around the shore? Beautiful pshat from Kivagar. Shmuel Rozovsky takes this one step further, and he says, "Misvara, obviously it should have been halacha metaltal liyasma should be going from tatal liyasma. Why the metaltalin have a shibud haguf, and it's not batal b'misis ha'av, but Chazal were mafkia the shibud nechassim from metaltal liyasma." But they were not mafkia the shibud until the metatl came to the Rishus HaYisraimim. What does this mean? So the Rav explains that be'emes it was royu for shibud nechassim to be chal even on metatl liyasma. But that's dafka before they came to the Rishus. That's before they came to the Rishus HaYisraimim. But if it came into the Rishus of the Yisraimim, the lomdus is, according to the Rashi, that the bailus of the Yisraimim is ma'akev, the shibud of the balei chayvus to bichal. And therefore, if they are in third-party hands, and there's no bailus of the Yisraimim, then the shibud of the third party is chal. Isha shows up at a ksuba, so she's as equivalent to the children, because the children don't have it yet. And the ikuv of the chal of the shibud doesn't come to play because it's simply not around the rishus. Ad kan divrei Shmuel. Let's see a little bit inside here. Ah, shekosh leil divrein the nechu shanim gavias matal minei nechay b'chayav ichal leishib nechasim v'yachal legvaisa mitzad schus hashibud shiyesh leim behem mulvad shiyachal legvaisa mitzad shibud aguf shemashub leaval atzmai. Everybody see Rav Shmuel's Chakira? Nachamol. Let's go back to the previous page. I'll do this slowly so I don't fall. Hine, nechuk goshan l'givis metaltlin, minei didei b'chayav. Let's talk about the person who's alive, Reuven's alive. Ichal le'yashib nechassim, and there's a lien. Is this lien chal? The yachal gvoisam next page mitat schus hashibud sheyesh bem levad mashiachal in the gvoisai mitat shibud aguf shemshul al asma. So you have a creditor. So the creditor requires you to mashavid yourself to it. Oi, the matatn leka shibud nechasim klal. There's no shibud nechasim at all matatn. That's the Allah Metaltlin. Metaltlin can be vanished at any point. So I could have a Shibud Nechassim Metaltlin. And therefore, the entire right to be Goyva from Metaltlin is only because of the Shibud Haguf of the Leiva. Leiva saying, I will pay you back. But really, it's not Chal on the Metaltlin because Metaltlin, by their very definition, by what they are, by their Metzias here today, gone tomorrow, how could you create a Shibud on Metaltlin? LMI, why is the Bachayv required to pay back the Chayv that he took? Because he put a Shibud, the Leiva put a Shibud, a goof. I will pay you back. The Tzareinu, it's not always works. The Shitas HaRashba says the Rav Shmuel, the Metaltlin can have a Shibud Nechassim, calls Manshem Etzli, that when the Nechassim are in the Rishus of the Goyva, then there's a shibud nechassim because you gave him in any day, gave him a shibud nechassim. When you get paid, when the labor gets paid, because of the shibud nechassim. Ella, what's the change in status effectuate? Kishemes, when Reuven dies, Menachem Kaiser asked me, now the Yisraimim have these assets. Ikata konas chachamim laf kiul shibud in the metaltlin. The shibud was there. But Chazal came along, and because we're now dealing with Yisraimim, poor Yisraimim, they were mafkia, the shibud of the creditor. Which means before you lend money to people, you have to check the actuarial tables. Because not a good idea to lend people money, then they're going to die, and then you're going to have a problem with getting your money back from the Yisraimim. Rashba. The Sphere Lahu, the Matat like Shim Nachasim Klal, the whole Kayak of Yasa, Mine, the day, Ain El Mikach, she got a goof to Eliva. Well, Fizet, the Shemes Haliva, Mamelahu, the Matat Lassa Mustabi. Why, and given the Stalaka Leva, still ain't kind of you, yes, Mine day, Rak Mikach, Shim Nachasim, who the guy and Kane came to Matat Mustabi Klal, and Mele Matzalamig Vimenayo. Beautiful. The other Rishayim, well, the Metalta, there's no ship in the Chasim at all. And the entire Kayach Yidriya comes only from the Kayach Shiva to Guf. Is that early? You went too far, please. I'm not holding the next paragraph yet. Let me explain it again. And therefore, when the Leva died, the Metalta, we asked him to never have a Shibud. Why? Because since the Leva is gone, there's no Gvir at all. The only reason you can be Gaiva can't be because of this Shibud on the Metalta, because that's what the Tanz Chazal is. We take it away. So the only thing that's Mikayach it's coming from, Shibun Nechasim, is Gaiva. In Cain, since Mithat Lemishtava and Mela, it can't be Gaiva from them. Adkan, Pirish, the sides of Kira and Machlekes of Shaina by Shmuel. Then he says, that's the Pshat HaOsugya. He says, could be this is the Machlekes Tanayim, Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Tarfon. Our Israelites are having put Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Tarfon, so much of you, Taisim, Mechish, Oba, and Chasim, and says in the Me'amela, this is a riot that to the source of the Rashba. What's the two nafkim between these two major mahalchim? Which turn out the Rishayna and Richmond of the Rashba. So the Rechayna explains if you like the Iris, much he says, if she's retired from the Shaykh Dafka. Be Irish, who's a son. Or is it possible that if she's Rav Tarfon, who says, Yitin l'koshel b'hem is shaykh all Yarshim. If it didn't have Kibbutz Av, Rav Yeshua explains, Kibbutz Av only shaykh gav his son. But if it didn't have Shibud, then it would be, nafkamina would be on all the Rishonim. I see why there's no Pnei Yeshua here. The Pnei Yeshua is brought in the Avnei Miluim. So let's see the Avnei Miluim and see if gotten hay. Here we go. If you want to get with our friends, if you live by a living card, we'll be out of here. You meet no location for him. I've got about the Yasuk Kalam Shtab, keep him up for side time. He's sort of tired from the nice little Machel to the Tisha. Because of Chlush Neshua, Hatam, the Kivin the Mitzvah, Al Yisayim, or Chayra, Chayra, Sevim, El Hashem, Bezdin, Kaif, and Leitzim, Yisayim, as for you, Darfin, the Kivin Lashis, Yasuk Monach, Kaif, Mizel, little Machel to the Tisha, Mishon Mitzvah. Okay. As I state in beautiful Avner Milim bringing sheets of Pnei Yeshua. Bamus really every Yasim is Chayt Perei Chayvay because of the aforementioned Kibbutz Av. The Kanas Chazal was when that makes me Yasim Kdei L'Chayru Kaisvav. That's the kind of Chazal. That's what Chazal came along looking at social policy and making understanding that the Yisrael would be destitute if they had to pay back all these Chayvahs. And the Metalton. Therefore, Ba'ifen, where the Metalton Taka didn't come to stream because it's in the third party, that is not considered to be a Haitzah from them, and therefore the Balchayim gets it. So that's a Michalko call Kibbutz Av, brought in the Avnei Milim Shem Tnei Yeshua. Obviously not in the Shem Yeshua itself, but I'm not sure where it's being cited from. The Ritva says, Ba'ifen, in such a case, with the Metalton did not come to Rishus Simon Talton Mishtabah the Chayvis Av, and the reason is, because it's Nechshav, that's the Baal HaChayiv themselves with Teifis and Metalton before it came to Rishus HaYisayim. And then it's a clerical case of Teifis and Baal HaChayiv. And in such a case, it is Kabbalat Cherem. In such a case, the visa works. Comes along Rabbi Kurei Ruvein, I believe that's Rabbi Chapansky. And he has a svara here, and he explains that along derech that we said, that the Metalton Mishtab the Chayiv Av. Until it came into the Rishus HaYisayim. The trigger is coming into the Rishus HaYisayim. Before it comes into the Rishus HaYisayim, it's not considered to be. However, he gives a k'netzer. He says, as long as it didn't come to Rishus HaYisayim, it's mamish nechshav, it's still in Rishus HaAv. It's in the bank. No, it doesn't matter. It's considered to be Rishus HaAv, and therefore it's as if the Gvia is from the Av itself and not from the HaYisayim. Not halacha. There's no halacha. Metatlon diasma mishtabdin. No, elay mishtabdin. It's metatlon davon. At the bank is considered to be like the father. From Rabbi Kiva Eger's pshat, which he says on Rashi, where he says Rabbi Kiva shakum tzrich and shvua. The din of bala nishmei sub mishmei shvua. Ask Rabbi Kiva, what shaykh of shvua are we talking about? The chassid didn't even come to Rosh Hashanah. So therefore. It's not Rosh Hashanah Yisrael yet. It's the as with the Baal Chayva being given from the father. You should have said that. A totally different construct of Shua. And Kuveg goes long on the Mahalach of this Svara. Can't focus on the Shua now due to the limited time, but what we're taking out is Rabbi Kuveg is going with this Mahalach. Cholzovsky, as we saw, explains that even though Metatl and Mishtab and Lachavis until it didn't come to Rosh Hashanah. But he explains it in a different way. The Mesvara really should have been given the top of the Yasmin. Why not? And here he goes into the beautiful Lamedus. This is back to Rav Shmuel, that there's two Meshibudim that a person can offer. He can offer a Shibud HaGuf, and he can offer a Shibud HaNechasim. A Shibud HaGuf certainly survives the Mises Av. Why not? The Teretz is that Chazal mafkiach the Shibud on the Metaltalin, but they were not mafkiach the Shibud and the until it actually comes. Or should say Yisrael. Okay, that Rashba in Shuvos addresses the subject. And he says, as long as they didn't come to Rosh Hashanah. But he has a slightly different svara. And he says, and this will close with this, the Bemis was royal for the Shibun the Chasim of the Chayyid Bichal, even on the top of the Yasmin. But that's only if he came to Rosh Hashanah. And as we said, the Bailis of the Yasmin is Ma'akev the Shibud from being Chal. And the right to this is a pshat no tesefta. The tesefta, what you're staring at, said the following. Gersha Meis, and I guess the Rebbeinu was referring to as the Rambam. Gersha Meis, or the Rif, not sure. Gersha Meis, Rebbeinu Kosu. Gersha Meis, who bizbizu Yisrael nechosom. Yatzlo ksuvas Yisrael bal chayv, goyim na achren ema, goyim ema, and goyim na lefonav, ema and goyim na shulfonav, mei fonav. That's the tesefta. So what does bizmu mean? It's mashmas metalplan. You can't be vaz beis karka. You can't steal loot. The word bizbuz is loot. You can't loot karka. You can loot everything else, as we know, but you can't loot karka. Nevertheless, it says, ha'yisal ksuvas Yisrael bal chayv, you goyim na achren. So, if he died, then the chasim are mufkar. Says the Rashba, and even the metalta are meshubin. So says the Rashba that it was royu for the shibud to be chasim to be chal on the metalta biyasma. Except the balance of the assignment is ma'ak of this. But if the assets became mufkar, and let's assume they were mufkar b'shasa misa, then the takanas chacham being preventing the shubut from michal doesn't happen, and the shubut is chal. The only time the shubut is not chal. Only time we say metaltaliyasme is a iron dome against the shibud, and when it follows the classical pattern. But if it was either in a third party, as we saw earlier, or even if it was hefker b'shas misas habal, the shibud, the original shibud to the balei chayvos are kadim because the takanas chachamim of metaltaliyasme is not applicable until it actually is in the rishus l'yisrael. So we have four mahalchim in the rechayim. Who basically start from the same place, which is being mechalik between whether or not it's in Rosh Hashanah or not, and each of them, the Ritva, the Ruvein, Kiveger, and Rav Shmuel will explain the variations of this Yisayin, how to explain why the Shibud is not chal and what the Shitas Rabbi Tarfon is in this unique case. on contrary by side. Mamashay, two to force of four or five. A beer from Rishayim Nachrayim in the Machlekes from Rekiva Tarfen. We'll see you with Hashem next Sunday. Obviously, a very packed mitzvah day, but that does not preclude the limit of Torah, and therefore, we will reconvene tomorrow, next Sunday, to discuss Daf Bei. Everybody, have a good week.